to the many friends who wait for him, we present Just Plain Bill, the story of a man who might be living right next door to you. How many of the countless thousands, I wonder, who suffer the social and business handicap of dingy, discolored teeth know that science has now found a way to restore natural whiteness to dull teeth, a way that makes ordinary uncleansed teeth look shades lighter almost at once. Results from this discovery are among the most noticeable known to modern dental science. People by the millions are quitting old-time toothpaste and adopting it. It is called Collynose Toothpaste, K-O-L-Y-N-O-S, and is the discovery of M.S. Jenkins, one of the most widely known dental scientists of this generation. It acts on an utterly different dental theory, instantly banishes that yellowish film stain from teeth, and at the same time, destroys bacteria that foster ugly teeth and decay. Results are quick and immediate. You notice them at once, a new lightness, clearness, and brightness to your teeth. Sparkling natural whiteness restored. A smile that charms and attracts. Get a tube of Collynose at your drugstore and try it. Everywhere men and women say it literally transforms the appearance of one's teeth. And to repeat something that I've said before, a beautiful smile is to a woman what a lovely scent is to a rose. And to a man, an attractive smile often opens the door to success. Now, Just Plain Bill and Nancy, guests of Florence Archer in her parents' enormous Long Island mansion, Bill and Nancy are living all at once in what is a strange and rather frightening new world to Bill. Already they've met the handsome son of an English earl. They will meet millionaire society leaders who may not be much impressed by a barber from Hartville. Yet Bill, listen.
Our coast is clear in here at least. Quite safe, eh, Nat?
Seems so. But you can't tell, old man, even here. We might be tracked down by... Man, have you ever seen anything like him, ever in your travels?
Hardly my métier, old man, collecting Americana of that particular vintage.
Oh.
And what's happened to Florence, of all people, I'll never quite understand. I mean, one understands, of course, about the girl. Nancy, isn't it?
I think. Pretty girl, you know. Fresh, wholesome, charming. Rather in her simple way.
Rather. But her father... That weird old scarecrow. Oh, amazing, isn't it? That Florence should bring the man here as her guest.
Oh, Charity, don't you suppose? You see, Florence met the girl again after all days at school. Found her living in that incredible little town the old man was talking about.
Yes, there are such places, you know. Really, I've been through the Middle West as rapidly as possible, I promise you. But I've seen, my dear fellow, they're ghastly, unbelievable. And the people in such towns.
You needn't tell me. Not after what I've just had to go through. Being seated next to the man.
Bored you to extinction, didn't he? Kept talking. Man really seems to believe he's interesting. At least he insists on telling you all about his home, his life, his work. His work at the barber. My first experience being seated at dinner with a barber. After all, there are some distinctions. One ought to be protected by one's hostess, you know.
Well, I've a feeling our hostess will see to it that we are protected here after all, man.
Oh, quiet.
Yes, yes. You see, she was absolutely stunned. I see it written on her face. She sat there watching that weird old fellow.
Strange about Archer, though. He was sitting in the corner, apparently very much interested in the old man's peculiar kind of jog.
And Florence seemed to think the old man is marvelous.
Well, Florence never was exactly famous for her judgment, you know, old boy. It's strange, too. Her father and mother fit in so well, and the girls had all the possible training. But she actually seems to resent doing the things one in her position should do quite naturally.
Someone's coming in. Oh, it's you, Brian. Brian Morley. Well, come in, old man. Come in. We were just discussing affairs in general.
Yes, and the old man from Hartville, especially.
Yes. Strange and rather horrible, isn't it, that Florence should impose such a person on all of us?
You're speaking with Mr. Davison, I suppose.
Oh, well, why, naturally. Who else? The girl, Nancy, rather pretty, in a very American way.
I should say she's the most beautiful girl I've met in America.
You would... You really mean to say
she's what I'd always read American girls were? Only I say it frankly. The girls I've met so far were, well, like our girls in England. Too much like copies, carbon copies. One hopes for reality, doesn't one? One travels to find reality.
Well, why, yes, of course. Yes, quite so, old boy. Quite so, indeed. She is charming, yes. But untutored, of course. Rather gauche, wouldn't you say?
I would hardly say so.
Oh, but Brian, old man, you must remember...
I think that... Nancy Davison is lovely in every way. I've tried to tell her so. She's not particularly impressed by compliments, though. And anyway, she's engaged, but you said something about her father.
Yes, the barber.
Yes, I know. He told me.
Told you? My dear fellow, he undoubtedly told you and told you again. The man talks so much.
Is that, unusual at dinner parties here?
I see. Why, no, not at all. One talks, of course. One endeavors to be as adequate as one may be conversationally, naturally, but topics of conversation, of course, discussing the technique of barbering is hardly...
It's fascinating to me.
Of course. You're pulling my leg. I see. Typically British, your style of wit.
I'm not joking. The man fascinates me. I read about some of your American heroes in school at home. Washington, Lincoln, and Henry Ford.
Henry Ford? Oh, now, really, my dear fellow, really, you know
they're
now.
They're men, your people. They do things. They get the job done. They're not ashamed of being workers.
Honestly, Brian, I'm amazed. I really can't believe... And you seem to honestly like...
I like honest people, yes. And I like Mr. Davison. I need to know him better if I may.
Well, it's incredible. It's positively incredible, and yet... Oh, of course, I see it now. One collects curiosities when one travels, doesn't one? One studies the freak.
I shouldn't say Mr. Davison was by any test a freak.
But he is, ma'am. At least in these surroundings. Back in his, barber shop, I have no doubt he's quite competent as a servant must be.
A servant?
Well, that's what the man is, of course. That's why we were so amazed that Florence Archer should have brought the man here as her guest.
I understood Florence and Nancy were at school together.
Oh, they were. You know, old man, that's the thing in which you and England have so much the better of us. Your schools accept only the children of the, gentry. Here, anyone who can pay the bills is allowed to enter any school, no matter how teachy.
And that's, wrong, you think?
Oh, quite. I remember at my school I was forced to share a room with the most objectionable person. His father was a butcher, I believe.
I'm a little puzzled. I thought...
What, old man?
I thought this was a country where station in life had nothing to do with it.
My dear fellow.
Read too many of those stupid books, old boy. Oh. Those novels about strong Americans, sturdy... Well, I can't remember most of them. Silly things, of course, and wildly untrue. Shop girl marries millionaire and goes into society.
Doesn't she?
Well, yes, on occasion. Yes, of course, but really not often.
I know at least three duchesses in England who were working girls when they were young. In fact,
oh, differently entirely, old man. Utterly differently. In this country, where are so many climbers?
Should you call Mr. Davison a climber? It hardly seemed to me he cared very much.
Well, he's here, you know.
Yes, on Florence's invitation. As the father of her friend in school.
But still, a barber. That, you see, makes all the difference. Really, Brian, I was afraid for a moment that you might think we were accustomed to lowering the bars here in America. Let me assure you, however...
Well, we quite understand your interest as a visitor.
Well, in any case, you may as well go talk to the girl a moment. She seems rather nice, if naive. I think she... Well, she might be rather amused.
Pretty, undoubtedly. You see, given the proper social background, she could have... She could be a great success, don't you agree, Brian?
I think Nancy Davison is a success.
Why, my dear fellow, what in the world is
she? She succeeds in being real, in being a person, in being worth knowing. She succeeds in being the most beautiful girl I've seen in America or anywhere else. Not that matters to her, but I...
Why, it's a romance. Well, how nice, old boy. English nobility finds romance in the barber shop. Really?
You gentlemen don't mind.
Oh, no. Don't be upset, old man. Don't be upset. We can't help being amused, you know. It is amusing.
Rather, why, honestly. Oh, come along, Brian. We'll all three go and pay court to Nancy, eh? Poor girl must have some memories of social success to take along when she goes back to, what's the name of that incredible town?
Hartville, I think.
Yes, Hartville, Main Street. The barber shop. Elmer Eat, who plays the mouth organ. Are you coming, Brian? Are you joining us?
No.
Joining us?
No, thanks. I'm staying here a bit.
But dear old man.
Books I'd like to look at, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, books?
Yes.
Books? Oh, well, each to his own taste, however strange, and all that sort of epigram. We'll go and hear about Hopfield, then. We'll see you later, of course.
Yes, I don't doubt it.
Sorry you're not coming along, Brian. It ought to be quite amusing. That is, as long as the barber doesn't stop telling us about his trade.
Beastly, arrogant swine. I fear, American, if that's the sort of... Why, great Scott, Mr. Davison. You've been sitting here. You've been listening.
The chair I was sitting in has got an awfully high back. And I've always had a habit of sliding way down on the back of my neck almost when I'm sitting in a comfortable chair taking it easy. Yes, son. Yes, I was sitting here. I didn't listen much. Kind of busy at what I've been doing. Quickly. Yeah, that's an awfully good way to pass the time when you've got time to pass.
But you've heard those two saying? Mr. Davison, we have men like them at home, of course. They're everywhere. Beastly snobs, stupid. They don't know.
Oh, they ain't really bothering me much, son. Gosh, I didn't mean... me calling you son. You know, I've got to apologize for that. It's a habit I got into because... there's a couple of young fellows back home just about your age, and I call them son. I've got no sons of my own, you see.
Do you mind going on calling me son, as I asked you yesterday?
No, son.
I'd like to talk to you, Mr. Davison. I've got something... I must talk to somebody I can trust. Look, I'm a stranger. You probably feel that... I'm like the two who just went out of here.
I've got a pretty good idea you ain't. I think you're a whole lot different than them. But, honest now, those fellas, they're kind of right about it, you know. A barber's all I am. And barbers ain't supposed to go into high society with rich people and folks with English titles and...
But would you mind... what would you say if I told you I haven't got a shilling in the world, Mr. Davison?
Why, gosh, son, there ain't no reason for you to tell me.
I need to talk to somebody. Need it badly. I'm up against something, sir. We're strangers almost, and yet somehow I feel if I told my story and asked for your advice, you'd give me advice.
Barbers don't know much, son, except barbering. Honest, no, I just don't...
Mr. Davison... Please, listen. I'm just about through. I'm just about smashed up. And I thought that...
Shallow snobs laugh at Bill. But Brian Morley, young son of an English earl, realizes Bill's mellow, simple wisdom and suddenly begins his story with the startling statement... that he has no money, that he's just about smashed. Meaning what? Listen for more tomorrow. Remember, if your teeth are yellowish and discolored, if you would like them to be clear, white, and sparkling, try Collinose toothpaste, the toothpaste discovery that restores the natural whiteness to dull teeth, a way that makes ordinary uncleansed teeth look shades lighter almost at once. See for yourself what Collinose can do with your teeth tonight. Your own druggist has it. K-O-L-Y-N-O-S.